Good morning, sir. What's your name, please?
Peter Lee, Rockland Jr.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing this morning, sir. So the next voice you hear will be his.
Good morning, Mr. Lockwood. How are you this morning?
All right.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee. Would you state your full name, your ABC number for us? Mr. Lockwood?
Yes.
Can you hear me, sir?
What?
Can you hear me? Okay. Can you get the cell to me and see if he can turn up your volume or something for you?
Yes, 34848 is the extension?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We will call you in just a moment. Should we leave the Polycom on as well?
Yeah, we can do that. We'll just set this one down, and then we can talk to you.
You can use the other phone. Okay, so I'll call you.
The Polycom on.
I'll call you in just a moment.
Okay. All right, just give me a call.
Hello, you have reached the Arizona State Prison Complex in Douglas. If you know your party's extension number, you may dial it at any time during this message.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Hello.
Okay, sir, can you hear me any better now?
Yes, I can, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, so I'm going to start over again on this one. For the record, could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us?
Pedro A. Calafa, 040498.
Okay, so you've been before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your hearing lead this morning, okay? Mr. Lapa?
Yes.
Okay, did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Okay. So you're appearing before this board for a 412A home arrest or a regular parole, sir. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
According to the institutional progress report says that you would stay with your brother, Lupe Alapo, at 537 West Pima?
That's correct.
Okay. And you haven't had any discipline since you've been back in? It looks like, have you taken any programming since you've been back in, sir?
No, I've just been working.
Okay. According to the Ames report that we have here on file, sir, you are 56 years old?
Yes.
Okay. And your last discipline that you received was way back in 2003 for disciplinary order, and it was informally resolved. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go to a couple of things. Looks like that you were, in 2003, sir, you were granted home arrest. While you were on home arrest, looks like in 2005 you were then placed on regular parole, and then in 2017 your parole was revoked. However, you came before this board on August 23rd of 17, and you were continued on parole instead of revoked. You were let back out, and then on January 30th of 2018, you came back before this board and you had your parole revoked. And each of those times, it had to do with drinking alcohol, sir?
Yeah, the other one was from Mr. Ewing.
Uh-huh. And then you drank an alcohol. I'm going to go back over some of that with you in a minute, but I'm going to go over a little bit more information with you, sir. So it appears that the incident that you were originally in prison for, you received a life sentence for armed robbery, conspiracy to commit armed robbery, as well as murder in the first degree. You made a plea agreement, and the armed robbery was dismissed, and you pled to the sentence of murder in the first degree. Is that right?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. That was an incident that occurred back in 1978, October 22nd of 1978 at 2:45 a.m. in the morning, when you were along with another defendant, along with some other people who were in the vehicle, went to a Circle K store located at 3102 West Van Buren Street, and went in there to purchase some beer. When you went to purchase the beer, the clerk informed you that it was after hours and that you could not, he could not sell you any alcohol. You and your co-defendant then left out of the store, went back and got into the vehicle with some other people that were occupied in the vehicle. Then there was a decision made to go inside and rob the store. Based on the information we have, that you and your co-defendant went back inside to rob the Circle K store. You produced a revolver that someone in the vehicle had given to you. At that time, you began to rob the store. It says that you had the gun laying on the counter, and as you told the clerk to give you the money, he appeared to be reaching under the counter like he was going to push the alarm button, and you said all of a sudden the gun went off and the clerk fell down. Is that right, sir?
That's correct.
So what was going through your mind? What happened? Did you shoot? Are you saying that you accidentally shot him, or what happened, sir?
That was
an accident. Shouldn't have
been done at that time. I was young, stupid.
So you say that since you've been incarcerated back in prison, you haven't been involved in any programming?
No, a long time ago, I took a liberty program.
Okay.
And out there, I took programs on the streets at that time.
Okay, So you were out of prison for quite a while, sir. So what caused you to relapse and continue to use alcohol and start drinking?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
You can't tell? So you were on parole, you were on home arrest, you were released from your home arrest to regular parole, and then you went several years without any neighbors. You came back before this board when you were revoked, and then this board put you back out on the street, and then you know, within a year, you got back in trouble again for drinking alcohol. So what is the situation, sir?
No, it wasn't that. I was going to class and everything else.
Uh-huh.
And then when I missed the UA, I forgot to call that morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm back today.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to programs and everything for the help.
Looks like you had been, you know, prior to that, you had taken several UAs and you were mostly negative, and the only problem you had was the alcohol. So when you missed your UA, why did you miss your UA?
I forgot to probably call that morning.
Huh?
It was raining that day and I forgot to call that morning. Because I've been going through all of them.
So Mr. Lowry, you've been out and you've been in, so what, explain to me what the problem is. You've been in. And you know the importance and the things you keep getting in trouble for is the UAs.
Yeah, well, I don't know how I missed that one, sir. Because I've been going every day since the day I got out for the last 12 years when I was out there.
Yeah, you were out for quite a while, and that's what I'm trying to understand that. You know, when you came before this board reinstated you. You were informed that that you would be violated if you tested positive or you missed any diluted UAs. Did you understand that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you knew that if you missed one and you tested positive, you knew what was going to happen. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
So how did you wind up not doing me due.
I just missed it. I don't know why. I knew what could happen.
So why should this board let you out, sir, if you're not able to follow through on your...
I've been following you through my whole life, the last 12 years out there.
Mm-hmm.
Working hard, staying straight, trying to stay sober.
So do you think you have an alcohol problem, sir?
No, I looked at my PO. No, I didn't have it when I came home dirty that day, the first time. And he sent me to a program, and I went to the program.
So, Mr. Arafo, explain to me or this board why you feel like you should be reinstated and placed back on parole.
I think it's hard to help my family, help myself back into society again. Because I work very hard, what I do.
What did you do when you were working, sir?
I was working for a Phoenix Mountain Nursing Center. I was a cook for about nine years over there. So I got a lot of responsibility. Just has a little relapse.
Please, sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you at this time, sir. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. So, Mr. Olafa, when Mr. Johnson asked you why you drank that time, you said, I couldn't tell you.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. When Mr. Johnson asked why you drank, why you drank alcohol, you responded to him, I couldn't tell you why. No. Tell us some more about that. Was it a special occasion? Was it?
Yeah, it's probably because my brother passed away. I had a sister pass away and a brother passed away.
So you had a brother and a sister pass away. I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
Yeah. And it took a little bit, kind of hard, and then I went to, with alcohol, you know.
Okay, so you went to drinking. Because part of what this board does is our job is to make sure that the community stays safe. And part of your job is you're not supposed to drink alcohol.
That's correct.
And our job here today is to make sure that we don't think you're going to do that again. So are you going to drink alcohol again, sir?
No. Never again in my life.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So you do have a supporter here. You have your brother here, Mr. Guadalupe Alafa.
Yeah, that's me, sir.
Okay, so you want to come up here to the... podium, sir. Is the green light on at the podium, sir?
Yeah, the light's on.
Okay. All right, sir. I need you to state your full name and then go ahead and present any information you'd like to present to the board.
Yeah, my name is Guadalupe Alafa. I'm Pedro's older brother.
Okay.
He stays with me. I know it's hard for him to speak because he's not used to addressing, you know, panels and stuff because of all the years he was locked up in prison. But I know for a fact that I used to hear that task line every morning from my room. So I know he calls it. I think what happened was he forgot that day and he just didn't make the call. But I was reminding him, hey, you've got to call that number. Because remember, we were here last time, not too long ago.
Right.
And he was working, he was doing good, he has a home. He has family support. He has a vehicle. If he needs a vehicle to go to work, I talk to friends. He can get a job at Shamrock because he can't go back to the one job he used to be there because his supervisor is no longer there. I just spoke to her like a month ago. But he can come work with me at the body shop, or he can work with another friend of mine that does furniture work. So he does have employment out there. He does have a home. Now, I know he missed that UA, but this is what's got me mystified. He still went to the Department of Corrections office, you know, and he was arrested there. Now, if it were me personally, I wouldn't have went. Knowing that I violated, I wouldn't have went. You know, especially he was getting paid like 2 days later, because they had called me and asked me, is Pedro there? And I said, yeah, he's at home, it's his day off. He goes, well, can you call him and tell him to come down here? I need to see him, I'm his acting parole officer. So I called him and I said, hey, there's a lady who wants to see you down there. She's your acting PO because your PO is on Christmas vacation. I go, what happened? He goes, nothing, I'm not supposed to see her till the 10th. So I said, well, you need to get down there because they want to see you. He went down there. And I guess from missing that UA, he was taken into custody. Now, I know for a fact that since the last time he got out, he hadn't been drinking, because I don't allow that at the house. I don't drink. I don't use drugs. And he knows that I don't allow that at the house. So his drinking career is over. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, he's done all those years. He's been doing good. I honestly believe that he just forgot. He's 56 years old. I'm 60. You know, there's things I forget all the time. So I could imagine, you know, he's getting to that stage too. You know, but I'll just let you know I'm here to support him. And if he gets back on that color line, I will remind him every day to call it. That's what I got to do. But yeah, he has a home, he has support. You know, he doesn't use drugs. He's not violent. He hasn't committed any violent crimes since he's been out. You know, everybody likes him. The whole family said, well, go down there, talk to him, see what happened, what's going on. My understanding was he was supposed to go to a hearing 6 months ago. And I came in last month, and he wasn't on the list, not even for today. So he was supposed to have been in a hearing 6 months ago. And I came to talk to the lady, and she goes, well, you know, he's not even on the list. She had the email time comp and set up a date for today. She goes, somebody messed up. He was supposed to have been in a hearing 6 months ago. I don't know how much is that true, that he's supposed to have a hearing every 6 months. But that's what I was told. So that's basically what I have to say, you know. Give him a chance, let him try again. Thank you.
So will he have the opportunity to stay with you again if he's released?
Yes, yes. He's got his bedroom, everything's there for him. Nothing's changed. He has his bed, he has his TV, he has his own room. We got a I own a three-bedroom house. He's got all the yard he needs. I own three or four vehicles. He has a choice of whatever vehicle he needs to use to work. They're all insured and everything. So, you know, it's, like I said, I honestly believe he made a mistake. He didn't hear it. Because, like I said, it doesn't make sense. Why would you go see your PO knowing you missed a UA? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, even if he missed the UA and he knows he missed the UA, the best thing to do is to go see the PO, because the PO is there to work with him.
Yeah.
Not going to the PO is the worst thing that you could ask.
Let me ask you a question, because I remember exactly what you told him last time.
Yes, sir.
You told him, under these special conditions, and you can read it, You said if you miss a UA or you fail to report to your parole officer, it's automatic.
Right.
There is no talking about it.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I asked myself that question. Why would you go knowing that you missed?
Well, that's exactly why he was violated.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, so that's what the board having the questions. Mr. Miller.
The allegation on the government vote was either out drinking alcohol, not missing his UA. Missing his UA is all a big picture. But the warrants for alcohol in his system.
Alcohol in the system?
Yeah, he took him out in 2017.
Yeah, that was
2017.
And we reinstated him.
He was reinstated.
And this
yeah, but I mean, he drinking after 13 years after because of relapsing and drinking on more than one occasion. And, okay, so anyway,
Mr. Neal, that warrant says he admitted to use of alcohol on several different occasions in the past few months.
Right.
And that's what you're getting at.
But that's why he was revoked. He was reinstated. And we don't have a revocation on the other one. But that's true. It is. Those are special conditions put on there.
Yes.
And he already had a problem with drinking and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's how I remember them so well, because Mr. Johnson, I believe, was the officer that made that rule.
Okay. Any more questions? Some of my questions coming from the board. Go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
So Mr. Pedro Laffer.
Yeah.
So the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
No, just try to give me a chance again.
Okay.
Doing pretty good.
So the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Laffer, the board will make a determination whether to deny or grant you home arrest or regular parole at this time. I need you to stay on the phone, sir. I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion so that you can hear the conversation that is taking place amongst the board, okay?
All right.
Okay, I do. The board is now going into discussion. I do want to acknowledge that there is a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office objected to granting Mr. Laffer parole. I'm just going to read some of the information. Is that he was actually released on general parole in 2005 and then in 2017 he had a technical warrant that was issued for violating the terms of release. He was came before this board in 2017, and at that time he was reinstated. Then he was revoked again in 2018 after he failed to appear for drug testing. It's the issues that we actually have, according to his brother, Mr. Guadalupe Alafo, that he has been staying with him, that he has been off drugs, he hasn't been drinking. Mr. Guadalupe Alafo says that he doesn't drink, he doesn't allow any drinking at his house, that he has a residence, he has a room for Mr. Pedro Alafo that he could come back to stay at, that he also has several sources of employment that he could actually have, according to the information that we have here for Mr. Pedro Alafo. I think that he doesn't have any support letters in his file, although his brother is here and speaking on his behalf and speaking for him. He has been out for a very long time. He hasn't had any other violation. And looking at the report, he's probably had over 50 UAs that he has taken, and he had the one period of time in 17 where he was drinking alcohol. He said that he had a couple of deaths in his family, but he hasn't drank any alcohol after that. He says that he just forgot to call and he missed his UA. He did go down to his parole office. As a result of the conditions put on him by the board, he was revoked and placed back in prison for missing his UA at that time. I, based on all the information that we have on file, I thank Mr. Pedro Alafo for the amount of time that he's been in, the amount of UAs that he's actually has taken, that I'm willing to give him an opportunity to put him back out on parole. at this time, based on the information that we have and that we have here on file. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I agree with you in general. The only thing that troubles me a little bit is that when you asked, he couldn't tell us why he drank at that time. And if he couldn't tell us why in the past, he just needs to understand he cannot drink alcohol, period. And I think his brother will support him in that, but he needs to know that he cannot drink. And if he's going to promise us that he will not, then I'd be going. And I would think it would be a waste to put him on home arrest. I think straight to parole would be my recommendation. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Any more comments? All right. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to grant Mr. Pedro Alapo home arrest. I mean, regular parole. Deny the home arrest, and to I just want to look over this sheet to make sure I'm right. The reason I'm looking at this is that this revocation sheet that we have is just different from if we just had the parole. It doesn't have all the markups that we
use. All right, I just usually alter the page as necessary. So, because we're denying 411 and home arrest. So I just make one of those fit.
This board reinstated you. Now you have missed the UA in 2018, and the board is reinstating you again, sir. So I hope that you know you understand that we're taking that chance to make sure that you stay out there and you do the right thing. So if you can stay out there and survive without drinking alcohol, appears that you would do very well, sir. Stay in the program and continue to take the programming that you need to take. You do have your brother, Mr. Guadalupe Alafo, that's here, who spoke very good on your behalf and providing you with a place to stay and something to do, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, sir. Please put the CO3 back on the line, sir.
All right, thank you.